Immediate effects of the declaration include closing the Civic Center to the public, drastically reducing in-person activity in the court system, and closing several city and county facilities such as Mesker Park Zoo and Swander Ice Rink. Speaking to reporters on a video stream from the Civic Center, Evansville Mayor Lloyd Winicky says he is on daily calls with local hospitals and health officials.
Each hospital has, I understand, a number of tests out to be examined. I think it's, not to speak on their behalf, but yes, I think it's safe to assume the virus is probably in our community. I think it's safe to assume that.
The emergency declaration is only for a week, but officials say it's likely that will be extended. County Commission President Jeff Hatfield says despite the restrictions, small businesses can continue to operate.
There's plenty of information out there from OSHA and IOSHA that tells us how we should do this. And if we follow that, specifically related to this virus, we can operate and we can conduct our business.
Mayor Winicky says they're looking at some unusual ideas as well, including asking the Southwest Indiana Chamber to compile and distribute a list of restaurants that serve takeout food. A complete list of closed facilities is on our website, news.wnin.org. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.